In the name of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. Thank you. I'd like to invite all the young people forward for our family worship service today. Come on up. I normally sit on the floor, but I hurt my back this past week pretty bad, so I'm going to sit in a chair. What do you guys see right here on this bulletin? A bucket upside down. What's that coming out from the bottom of the bucket?
Water.
Well, that's a good guess. It looks kind of like water, right?
Light.
Light, right. Absolutely. The gospel reading we heard today is about being salt and light in the world. And I want you to think about that. Because that light is the light of Christ in each one of you, in each one of us. So hold that for a second, and I want to ask you a question. Does anybody here have any background in Native American or Native peoples? What's that? Okay. How about you out there, adults? Any background in Native American ancestry or Native peoples? Okay. The two people who raised three people, let me ask you this. Do you have 100% Native people blood, or do you have mixed? Mixed, okay. So we're all immigrants, right? We've all come to this country at one time or another. Now, my background is Scottish and English, and we're not sure if it's Dutch or Irish. I might have a little bit of Syrian in there, too. I'm not sure. I know things have been going on in the news quite a bit that you may or may not be aware of. And one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about today is that there's nothing wrong with trying to make our country safe from terrorism. But the means do not justify the ends. That comes directly from Aristotelian ethics of Aristotle. We ask, do the means justify the ends of what we're seeing of families being ripped apart, not being able to meet their loved one at the airport, 6 feet beyond a barrier, being sent back to a country, possibly to face death. You know, Jesus was an immigrant. And you know, when he was a baby boy, King Herod was a very bad king. And he put a death sentence on Jesus and his family. So they fled, and they fled to Egypt. And the people in Egypt welcomed them and loved them, and gave them food, and gave them clothing and shelter. And so, we don't worship leaders of this world, we worship our Lord Jesus Christ. And he is the greatest example of how we are to share that light in the world. So, I wanted to just go back to the reading that Victoria read in the first reading, a really great reading, Victoria, thank you. And this passage is a denunciation of the injustices of those who claim religion justifies their hate. And so in the reading, we said, shout out loud. Don't hold back. Shout out like a trumpet. They will become a nation that does what is right. They will obey the commands of their God. And when they say shout out loud, that means don't hide your light under a bushel. Take the bushel basket off. And let the light of God shine before you, because light will always overcome darkness. Good will always overcome evil, because that is the God that we believe in, my friends. And then he says, share your food, help those who are poor, someone who's homeless, give some clothes to people who are in need, and your light will shine in the darkness, and you'll be bright like sunshine at noon. And then the passage read, wonderful job, from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. The proof is in the teaching of the power of God through the Spirit. I did not do this so that you would have the wisdom of man, but the wisdom of God. God gives us the strength and the courage, my friends, to shine that light. And we have the mind of Christ. Now, I want to talk to you about something that sometimes is happened to me in my life when I was your age and also as an adult. It's happened here at this very church. It's happened at my former school. I've been bullied. Has anyone here been bullied? Doesn't feel good, does it? Doesn't feel good, does it? And sometimes I found out in my many years of experience that bullies sometimes do that out of an insecurity or a problem that might stem from their childhood. And so when someone makes fun of you for whatever reason and bullies you, what I want the rest of you to do is to live that light of Christ and to go and stand next to the person being bullied and tell the bully to stop it. I also want you to be able to step up to the bully and tell them that what they're doing is wrong. You see, regardless of what age we are until the day we die, we have a personal faith in Jesus, not a private faith that tells us we just come and do our religion thing with God and we go around the world and we ignore other things. We have a personal faith with God in Jesus where we are called to speak up when things are going wrong and people are hurting. This is shared in all world religions. It comes from Deuteronomy, the Shema in Israel. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. And love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments, Jesus says, hang all the law and the prophets. And that's shared in Judaism, Islam, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, and every religion of the world, of how we love and treat each other with compassion if we say that we are religious people. And sometimes it's tough to speak up to a bully. Sometimes it's tough to speak up when people are hurting. But you know what? God is with you, and God will give you courage. Now, let's see. Luca, do we have the exact same skin color? No. Okay. What's your background? South America, and I'm from Northern Europe. So, the thing about the different color of pigment in our skin does not allow us to hurt other people. Because I bet if you have an accident or a boo-boo, and I have one too, I bet our blood is the same color red, right? So we have more in common with each other than we don't. And so when we see things happening on the playground or in your school or in our nation or whatever the case is, we are to remember to be like Christ. And this is not a red or blue thing or a conservative or a liberal thing. It is about Christ. And some of the things that are happening are wrong and just plain wrong. And if you try to put lipstick on wrong to dress it up, it's still wrong. I don't want to demote the pig in this particular case, but it really is wrong. And you know when you see bullies doing that, it's wrong. And we're called to do the right thing, however tough that is sometimes, to be in the world, not of the world, to stand up for all of human rights and equality that Jesus calls us to do, because there is no color in Christ. You know, Jesus wasn't white. He was from the Middle East. He looked like a Syrian. Wow. I wonder what we think about that. You know, I'm going to share something with you that in 1930s, there was a German Lutheran pastor in Germany named Martin Niemöller, and also Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And Martin Niemöller spoke up, and he said, they came for the socialists, but I wasn't a socialist, so I didn't speak up. They came for the trade unionists, but I was not a trade unionist, so I did not speak up. They came for the Jews, but I was not a Jew, and I didn't speak up. But when they came for me, there was no one left to speak up. Sometimes we think we learn our history, and in reality, we really don't. Because what's happening now in our country is the same thing. First they came for the Mexicans, but I did not speak out because I was not a Mexican. Then they came for the gays, but I didn't speak out because I was not gay. Then they came for the Jews, which is from a white supremacist in the White House, and I did not speak out because I was not Jewish. Then they came for the blacks, our attorney general elect, but I did not speak out because I was not black. And then they came for the Muslims, and I did not speak out because I was not a Muslim. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out. God gives us the courage, my friends, to take this basket off, to share the light of Christ in each one of us, to throw away the old salt that has lost its flavor, to get the new salt, to know that we are to be the salt and light in the world. And finally, a scholar had reflected on this passage, and you know what he said? Just like salt has lost its taste and is good for nothing, so righteousness has lost its integrity and is good for nothing. Remember to continue to be righteous, to have integrity, to be able to do the right thing, to stand up when people are hurting and being hurt, and to know that we are all immigrants. We are all made equal in the eyes of God, as our own Lord Jesus Christ, right up there on the cross, was a migrant and an immigrant. May God give you the courage, in whatever capacity you have this week or this year, as well as to the adults, to stand up, to speak truth to power, to be a prophet. Because one of the things that priests do for folks is they comfort the afflicted, of course, but also to afflict the comfortable. We are to be prophets in this world and to stand up for righteousness and justice, to love God, to love justice, and to walk humbly with our God. Amen. Thank you guys so much. You can go back to your seats.